Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and I'm pumped you're here. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, the ability to harness your thoughts and emotions through journaling and reflection. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Thoughts bouncing around, worries swirling? Well, guess what? You can actually get that train on track, and journaling is your conductor's hat. It might seem basic, but trust me, this stuff is gold. Now, before we get into the juicy details, let's talk about why this matters. We live in a world of constant stimulation, right? Emails, notifications, news feeds, it's a never-ending stream of information and demands on our attention. This can leave us feeling scattered, overwhelmed, and honestly, kinda lost at sea. Journaling provides that anchor, that space to pull back, process, and gain clarity amidst the chaos. Think about it. Journaling is like hitting the pause button on your mental hamster wheel. It's a chance to slow down, tune in, and actually understand what's going on inside your head. It's not just about jotting down random thoughts, it's about digging deeper, exploring your feelings, and uncovering patterns that might be holding you back. So, here are 5 key takeaways from this journaling journey we're embarking on. 1. Unlock your inner critic. We all have that inner voice, the one that can be both supportive and brutally honest, sometimes a bit too much, right? Journaling gives you a chance to understand this critic better. What triggers it? What are its messages really trying to tell you? By acknowledging those thoughts, you can start to challenge their validity and build a more compassionate inner dialogue. 2. Become an emotional detective. Ever have those confusing emotional roller coasters? 1 minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into despair. Journaling is your detective kit for emotions. Track your feelings, explore their triggers, and notice any recurring patterns. This awareness helps you understand your emotional landscape better and develop strategies to navigate it more effectively. 3. Brain dump your stress. You know that feeling when your mind's racing and you can't switch off? Journaling acts like a mental pressure valve. Get it all out, those anxieties, worries, frustrations, onto the page. Writing it down helps process these emotions, reducing their intensity and clearing mental space for calmer thoughts. 4. Celebrate your wins. We often focus on what's going wrong, but celebrating successes, no matter how small, is crucial. Journaling gives you a platform to acknowledge your accomplishments, big or small. This practice cultivates gratitude, boosts confidence, and reminds you of your strengths. 5. Set intentions and chart your course. Journaling isn't just about reflecting, it's also about actively shaping your future. Use it to set intentions, brainstorm goals, and plan your next steps. This proactive approach helps bring clarity and purpose to your life, making you feel more in control and empowered. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're feeling stressed about an upcoming presentation. You're tossing and turning at night, replaying potential disasters in your head. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, you grab your journal. You write down everything that's making you anxious. The size of the audience, the complexity of the material, even the fear of looking foolish. By acknowledging these fears on paper, you start to demystify them. You can then break down the presentation into manageable steps, focus on your strengths, and visualize a successful outcome. D. Journaling turns that mental chaos into a roadmap for success. So there you have it. The power of journaling and reflection is within your grasp. It's a simple yet incredibly powerful tool for self-awareness, emotional regulation, and personal growth. Remember, this isn't about perfection, it's about showing up consistently and allowing yourself to explore the depths of your mind. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever tried journaling? What were your experiences? Share your thoughts in the comments below, let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you found value in today's episode, share it with a friend who could benefit from a dose of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep those journals flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.